And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's another beautiful Southern California day, and we have Mr. Doug Curran, the tackle guru himself from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's showtime, and I'm looking at Doug's sheet, and he's had a whole list of great deals that he's going to give away here on the show. Plus, we have a phenomenal CalStar giveaway, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fair grounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's the day, man. Finally got Doug in here. The show's around the corner. It's game time.
Showtime. Yeah, this buddy. Thursday through Sunday at the Costa Mesa Orange County Fairgrounds. And are you ready, Doug?
We, you know, everybody's been asking us that question for like the last, you know, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week. And I say, well, we're going to be ready.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first time I can say we are actually ready. The truck is packed. Every inventory item is defined. Every price is defined. We have a booth layout, we have our crew defined, and we are ready to go. I'm sure everybody's been looking at the weather coming up for the show.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be 70 to 72 degrees, sunny, beautiful weather. Just everything is laid out to be such a great show, and I think, you know, it's just a known fact now that this show is well-produced. It is 95% fishing and 95% saltwater fishing, so it aligns perfectly with what we do. So it's, you know, Orange County is kind of right in the middle of everything. You know, we've got San Diego to the south, LA County to the north. People come from, you know, out of the area, the Bay Area, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Arizona. So I just think this is going to be a fantastic show. That show has been percolating under the surface for more than a decade now, but it really has come into its own. It just finally surfaced as being such a viable show, especially for the type of operation that we run with, you know, the saltwater boats, the tackle store. And then, of course, you know, a lot of people come for, you know, various reasons, but the, you know, buying tackle pre-season. We've got all the new stuff that's coming out for 2006. We've got, you know, discounts that, you know, we're giving, but in addition to that, that the manufacturers are giving on top of that. So it's kind of a double dip on the discount front. So
whoa! Now you have a whole list of stuff. Can you give us a little teaser to start with?
Well, so our booth is basically a well-rounded booth that has every category. So we have the top brands of rods, reels, jigs. I mean, we have got some jigs this year that are
all saltwater fishing.
Yes,
that's what we do.
That's what we do, by the way. Yeah. I know that you like to fish a little tap water, but
yeah. It's all saltwater. I'm all good with that.
And then, you know, tackle bags, kill bags. If I just go down the list, we have, you know, if you wanted to come into the show and outfit yourself for your season, whether you're going to be fishing long range, private, going down to Baja, whatever your game is. And we've got the whole crew. We've got the A-plus crew in the booth. So everybody that you guys see all year long, you get to see them all in one place. And they're so fired up at the show. So it's just going to be a great atmosphere. And
you're going to be in the same spot.
Yeah, we're in the same spot. We're in the Los Alamitos building, which...
Right as you enter the building.
When you come in from the parking lot and it's a horseshoe, we are the first building on the right. It's just...
You're the first nail in the horseshoe.
Exactly.
That's a good call, Pete.
You know, and it's, I mean, maybe it's not that good to have the best right there at the first, because then the rest of it, you know, goes downhill from there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, wait a minute. Now, you kind of dodged my question there. It's like, give me one deal. Give me one deal that's going to happen.
Well, one thing that we're super proud of and super excited with, and I think a lot of people saw on social media, that we went up to CalStar, the whole crew, and we got a tour of the factory, which was amazing, the brand new building and some of the techniques that he's put in there that he brought over from the aerospace industry. But our crew has been working really for months on rod actions that we would like to see in their lineup specifically for our customers. And so we've designed, I want to say there are about 15 rods. You know, one of them would be the 875 series, you know, and that series only started with one rod, the 875H. Well, then they went up to an XH and a double XH. Well, we've gone down to a medium and a medium light. So that's heavy. 7.5, huh?
Medium heavy.
Medium heavy, yeah. So medium and medium heavy. And that completes kind of the series of 7.5 foot graphiters that are... If you had that series, you could basically do 90% of saltwater fishing that we do. And, of course, you know, everything is going to be heavily discounted. And then CalStar is giving away, for any rod purchase, they're going to give you one of their nice CalStar hoodies. We have an insane number of blanks this year. We've been building that back up. To where we've got some things, again, that are just Fisherman's Landing only actions. And then they've come out with these two-tone rods, which is, you can see the e-glass in the tip and the graphite in the butt section. And first of all, that creates an action where you've got that little spongier tip, but, you know, a lot of lifting power with the graphite. But they just look cool. They're
cool. They just look really cool.
And so a lot of those are your jig sticks. And, I was lucky enough to get one of those during the summer, and I made the coolest custom rod out of it. I mean, there's so many possibilities of things you can do with your custom rod wraps on those blanks. So,
yeah. So speaking of CalStar, Chris, he's on the Royal Star right now.
Right, yeah.
They're completing their trip down there and just absolutely slaying the tuna, having a fantastic time. Chris and John have most generously donated a fantastic prize. And I'd like you to read that scenario that Chris kind of laid out there for us, Ricky, and because you've been in contact with him, you picked up the rod. And while you read that, I'm going to display the rod here that we're giving away.
So I'll read exactly, as like you said, as Chris presented, and then tell you our thoughts, because this is a very, very special prize to get to give away on Let's Talk Hookup today. It says, CalStar's presented the show with one of our brand new series of rods for the show giveaway. This is a GFHR 84-H. That's a brand new series designation for CalStar. Chris has done this a couple of times when something brand new comes out. This is kind of the release. It's what we call a hybrid jigging slash rail rod. It has a softer jigging tip section with a very robust bottom section. It's about 35 to 38% lighter than a rail rod. You can see there's brand new high performance Fuji MC guides. This is a brand new guide. Will likely be the first time you've ever seen it from Fuji. This is the slim. It's going to have a brand new slim aluminum reel seat and a slimmed Hypalon. All this combines to make a brand new blank series for a lighter weight power. It's rail rodable, but not like a traditional, true rail rod. But it has an amazingly impressive performance. We have both an 84H. And an 84XH with us on the Royal Star right now. In the past 13 days, we've had incredible yellowfin tuna action on 90 to 130-pound fish. We've caught well over 10 fish on each of these two rods, including crew members who do their best to try to max it out, only to receive fantastic feedback. Bad. Let's just say that's exactly it. Badass is the most common descriptor from everybody. Should be a great addition for the anglers looking to present 80 to 250 gram jigs on 80 to 100-pound line, but then still use the same outfit for their daytime jig, sinker, or fly line bait fishing. We're going to introduce it at the PCS show, but one lucky listener or caller is going to win the first one. We don't have these yet. Nobody has those yet. They're going to be
they're going to introduce them at the PCS.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get to go
home.
So
it's
going to
be from all the callers and texters today and all the callers to texters to tomorrow with Bill and Mike from PCS.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to draw one from there, and you're going to walk away. Pick it up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You're going to walk away with this beautiful rod. And it's super cool. I mean, feel that tip. You felt that tip. It's a big rail rod. It's light.
I want to say something about this rod. When we went up to CalStar, that was the first time they had, you know, basically one rod, and they wanted to show us and kind of tell us the theory behind it. And I've pulled on a lot of rods, as we all have in the shop, over the years. And so he pulled so hard, and that rod does not hurt you like a rail rod would.
Yeah.
You've got the foregrip, you know, that's reinforced so you can lay it on the rail without damaging
this,
the foregrip.
Yeah, this stuff right here.
But,
what do you call that stuff?
That's shrink tube.
It's shrink. That kind of protects the Hypalon.
Yeah, but that rod does not hurt you. And I don't know how you get a heavy rod that you can catch a 200-pound tuna with that doesn't hurt you, because they all do. I mean, we've all pulled on them. But I was kind of blown away and flabbergasted that that thing does not put pressure on the angler, but yet puts an enormous amount of pressure on the fish.
Yeah, for sure. Now, one thing I want to mention, and Chris and John at CalStar are so generous and been so generous with us and our listeners too, but if you buy a CalStar at PCS, you get a sweatshirt, sun shirt, or T-shirt, plus CalStar donates $20 to CCA and Rollo Kids. $10 each per rod goes to CCA and Rollo Kids. And then all the swag that they sell, because they're going to have T-shirts and hats and stuff in their booth to sell, all of that, 100% is donated to CCA and Rollo Kids.
Yep.
50% each. How about that?
So rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you buy a rod, $10 going to CCA, $10 going to Rollo.
Yeah.
Every rod, every blank.
Pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
And he didn't need to do that.
No.
You know,
he didn't need to.
That's. Yeah. I love
they're
it. Just,
they're good people.
But
and,
he's
and,
a team player within our industry. There's, unfortunately, you know, manufacturers out there that don't participate in our industry, and these guys do. I mean, as evidenced by, you know, giving a $500, $600 rod for the raffle.
Yeah.
I mean, this show supports our industry. He's supporting the show. I mean, he's a team player.
Yeah. But in addition to that, we're going to give away two tickets to your choice of the PCS Costa Mesa or the PCS Del Mar, which, of course, Del Mar Fairgrounds is next week is, of course, the PCS Costa Mesa and the Del Mar Fairgrounds, 19th through 22 of March. So.
The thing that makes me so excited about this rod is exactly what, you know, what Doug was saying with, you know, with CalStar. They set out to build a jigging rod, which they did. This is not that. You know, they are going to have three dedicated jigging rods that were built for our, you know, what has become a very popular segment of our fishing, that offshore nighttime bluefin jigging.
Yep.
And they spent a tremendous amount of time and money building prototypes. When we were there for our meeting, I believe they were at version number 40.
41 or something. Yeah.
To get them perfect.
Wow.
This came about in the technology that they learned and implemented in building those jigging rods. They saw a bridge between what we all like to fish in a traditional rail rod blended with that jigging rod. So this is, you know, this is exactly what it is. It's a hybrid. It's separate from their jigging series. It is so sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's so lightweight. You just couldn't believe that you can pull on a big fish.
It's unbelievable how much lighter it is than any rail rod.
Yeah.
And Chris sent us a bunch of photos from that Royal Star Trek
that
we're talking about right now. I'll try to get those on our Instagram.
Yeah.
And they might be already.
I think Wayne might have put them up. Yeah.
It's just awesome. So, yeah, very cool opportunity for one lucky caller or texter at the end of tomorrow's show. So exactly as Pete said, how it's going to work. All your questions, as always, this show is filled with them because of having the tackle guru Duggan here. We will pull one potential caller, one potential texter from the end of the show, and you will go into the running for tomorrow. We'll do the same thing, and then of those two, we'll flip the prize coin, and that will be the winner of a brand new GFHR, the Graphiter Hybrid Rod, 84H.
Yeah.
How cool is
that?
Yeah,
for sure. Well, Doug, the phones are already packed, but keep trying. Kyle's standing by at the fan. This first hour, we'll be taking calls, 833-288-0973. Doug, one more. Come on, give us something else that people are just going to be banging the doors down at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
You know, there's all these big ones that we talk about. You know, the rods are going to be heavily discounted. The reels are going to be discounted. You know, by any Shimano reel, you're going to get free Spectra.
Really?
But we've got a lot of unbelievable jig things going on, and again, we came up with some colors that are exclusive to Fisherman's Landing, and these West Coast jiggers that we've got in, everybody's familiar with the HD, which is the little bit shorter football-shaped jig that gets down real quick. It's kind of an in-between from a knife jig and a tungsten-style jig, and we've got two colors. And the one that I'm the most excited about, those guys make such fantastic finishes. And it's got the red head, the purple body, and it's got the glow dots. And so it's very appropriately named the Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
Because that thing's going to go deep quick. They're available in a 350 and a 420 size. The 350 has always been available, but that 420 is a brand new size. And we have them in stock, in our packed boxes, in our truck. So those are going to be pretty cool.
And truck must weigh a lot.
And,
dude.
Yeah. Oh, well, dude. We usually pack these milk crates with all of our jigs, and we can only go like two layers deep
of
these and the tungstens. We've got sizes of tungstens now that, are going heavier. You know, the 300 was kind of our flagship jig all year last year. We have 350s now.
Wow.
So that just gives
you... So what you're saying is all that stuff's on sale?
It's all, ridiculously on sale.
You have to come to the booth to find out.
We should not be giving discounts on those tungsten jigs because they're very difficult to come by.
Yeah.
We started working on this months ago, and that 350 is, I think, going to be the kind of the showstopper for our booth. Last year it was the 300. Nobody had really gotten their hands on a 300. Now that's becoming a little bit more common. Still tough to get, but that 350 is going to be a great size jig. Everybody knows you get in those nighttime bites, and if there's current or wind, you got to get something that'll go down and cut through all that. And a lot of times the first guy down wins. Maybe there's a two or three fish stop, and the same guys are catching them, and that tungsten jig, that's going to be an A+.
So I'm very cautious in saying this about tungsten this year, because I'm always fearful of sounding like a salesman. You know, that's what I do. I still sell fishing tackle for a living, so take it with whatever grain of salt. But I think it's going to be very important for people to buy their tungsten jigs, especially the heavy one like Doug's talking about, now at the show, because a unique thing happened. What I assumed at the end of last year was every manufacturer was going to flood us with heavy tungsten jig. It was the single most popular thing last year. It was the hot ticket. Like Doug said, if you had that and somebody else had the slightly lighter, slightly bigger jig, they didn't get bit as good as you did. Well, we knew everybody was going to recognize that, and there's going to be a lot of heavy tungsten. What happened, though, is all that crazy, like, tariff, cost of material, shipping things happen, and it became more expensive than people were willing to make the risk of. So there is some of it that all came, but then the cost of making it again, all of a sudden, we don't know if we're going to be able to continue this. We don't know if it's going to be viable, so we're not going to do it and play it safe. There is going to be a shortage of that big tungsten for this year coming up. We have it now. It is not... I could be wrong, and that's why I fear saying
it might
I don't want to sound like the salesman. So you're going to buy it now, or you won't get it. But I have a legitimate. I mean, that's no salesman BS. Like, I really think that it's going to be very hard to get during the season, and it is here now. I think it's a very important thing to get.
And it's on sale at the Fisherman's Island.
And I can tell you this: we locked in our price before a lot of this stuff happened. And we're going to be able to offer those jigs under $100.
Woo!
And I can tell you there's a couple others out there, including the one that we get. Some of these jigs are going to be $150 to $200, which is going to pretty much be, you know, it's going to price most people out of the market. $200 for a jig, you know, $179, whatever it is. So that's a good point that you make. And then we talk about, like, tungsten's the only thing you can catch a fish on. We all ran over to that side of the aisle, too. But then we started getting comments from the boats that when it's a nice, calm night, there's no current, you're almost better using a traditional knife jig because it goes down a little slower and it'll stay in the bite zone a little longer. So, I mean...
Stock up on those, too.
Well, all the methods still work. You know, we thought, the only thing you can catch a fish on is a 300 tungsten.
Yeah.
But you really should have a variety. That's fishing in general. I don't care if it's, you know, freshwater bass fishing, if it's yellowtail fishing, a variety. You want to have your live bait stuff. You want to be able to drop a sinker rig down. You want to be able to drop down these HDs, which are not technically a tungsten. You want a tungsten. You want a knife jig. You should have a variety and be keeping up on what the trend is at that moment. And listen to your crew members. My goodness, those guys are out there every night. And if they tell you, you know, we're not seeing any current or wind, and you want something that goes down through the water column a little slower, put something on that goes down slower.
There you go. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, and a great giveaway, too.
We don't get lucky enough to have somebody that knows more about fishing tackle than the guy that's sitting across from us, and that's Doug Kern. And if you got your questions, man, today we got your answers. It's going to be a very fun show, lots of great information. We're going to be talking PCS show and all kinds of fun coming your way. You stay tuned. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. We are standing by at the fan this morning to take your calls, 833-288-0973. As always, you can send us a text. Text the show, so popular now. So many great texts already coming through. Questions for Doug. If you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to all your Let's Talk Hookup. Anytime you want it, when you're driving home from work, just fire off the app, and you can hear all these great tackle tidbits that Doug's going to be giving us throughout the show, and maybe you can hear about some of the great deals that he's going to be offering at the PCS show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your text is all we need in case you win that amazing rod that we were talking about. Somebody at the end of the culmination of today and tomorrow's show is going to win that brand-new Graphiter hybrid rail rod. Unbelievably safe. When we say it's state of the art, it is beyond that. You know, it's very, very cool opportunity.
Great people at CalStar. And two tickets to either the PCS Costa Mesa or the Del Mar show.
It's your choice. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing. And certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. The one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We got a little bonus guest in here this morning. We're talking shows, talking fishing, talking fun. And speaking of fun and fishing, we got Scott Sherman.
Sure.
Talking a little fishing today.
Morning, guys. Morning, guys.
Yeah, let me get your mic up there. There you go. Now we got you.
Got it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
perfect.
So, you're here to promote the what annual is it?
Yeah, forever?
Yeah,
annual?
56th annual 56th Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing.
Bottom Fishing,
wow.
Which is like one of the events of the year.
It's I think, I'm a little biased, but I think it's the most fun tournament of the year. You go in different tournaments and guys get serious and get involved in it, but this is a good, fun tournament, and all the money raised goes to support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
That's what's cool. And you guys, 100% of the money goes to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Yep.
And so it's the day before day at the docks. It's Saturday,
April 18th.
How does it work?
It's super easy. You can go online, sign up. It's $75 for early bird registration per person. After April 3rd, it's $100. You can go to any of your tackle shops, hit the QR code, and get to the site, or you can go to SWYCanglers.org.
SWYCanglers.org.
And it is the easiest thing to go. It's all online. You click on, you find the tournament, you click on it, rules, a little bio about Captain Rollo.
That's
a
cool
little thing about the tournament, how it started. And what we do is we get there in the morning, it's a 6:30 shotgun start. You take off, you fish anywhere you can fish, and get back to the dock by 3:30.
Nice.
Then we have our weigh-in, and then that's where the real fun starts to happen, is after the weigh-in. I mean, it's a great day of fishing and a lot of fun, but the event afterwards is the event of the year, like you said. I mean, we get together, we take the fish we caught that day, so don't expect to take home your five biggest fish that you catch, because all of those fish go to the kitchen, and we make fresh fish taco dinner right there on the spot with
wow.
the stuff. I mean, it doesn't get any fresher.
Lots of filet masters and stuff like that.
Yep, and then we go into the raffles and the auctions and the having fun and having dinner. And
super good, and it's a beautiful setting there right there at Southwestern.
Right,
on,
club. The right on the water.
And here's the deal. Everybody is invited.
Yeah, you don't even have to fish in the
even
tournament.
Doug Kern?
Well.
Even me?
Well,
yeah.
You guys might have to fish to be allowed
Ricky
to do
that. Ricky has fished in that before.
But you can literally come to the raffle and the auction and to the dinner and support Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You don't have to fish. You can go on and sign up for dinner only.
Last year you raised a bunch of money to take a lot of kids fishing. And this year, we hope even more.
Yeah, we're looking to do more this year. Last year, we did 25,000, which you know,
it's good awesome. For you guys.
Yeah. And Doug great. And I are both on the board of directors, as well as you on the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Yep. And that's a big number. That's a great number. And this money Captain isn't Rollo. Easy to come by.
Yeah, and it's getting tougher and tougher to come by. So 25,000 is a good shot in
takes
the arm.
Takes a lot of kids fishing.
It sure does. Yeah. And that's the important part about this, because Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea is such a volunteer-driven organization. It doesn't have a lot of overhead. And all that money that we raise goes right back into getting kids on the water. And
that's pretty cool.
That's what it's all about.
It's all about, for sure.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to get in, how do we do it?
Easiest way, go to swycanglers.org. Click on that. You can go right to the tournament. Click on that. Everything you could possibly need, sign up, and everything is right there on the site. If you happen to be over at Fisherman's Landing or Dana or Squid Co. or Angler's Choice, they'll all have these banners with the QR code. Just scan it. It takes you right to the site
and
the registration form.
Anybody that needs help, just come into one of the shops.
And we'll have this in our booth at the PCS show, and I know there won't be one at the rally. You can scan that QR code if you're so inclined to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or you just go right to the website.
Yep.
And how much is it?
Yeah, if you sign up before April 3rd, it's $75 a person. After that, it's $100 a person. Okay. There's cash awards. The biggest ling cod gets a custom rod that we get built every year.
Nice.
And then there's also a $100 jackpot per boat that you can get into to raise the stakes a little bit and try and make a little more money. Full disclosure, 25% of that jackpot goes to Captain Rollo's Kids.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's great.
So cool.
You guys don't take any of it.
No.
It all goes to the charity.
All goes directly to the charity.
Yeah. And how many boats do you expect?
It's bottom fishing. It depends on the weather.
Yeah.
Right. It really does.
The tournament's probably had 100. It's probably had 10.
Yeah. And there's so much good stuff to get into at the event. Like last year, because of weather issues, we were down in boats a little bit from the year before.
But there were a lot of people at the event.
There was a ton of people at the event. And we actually raised more money than the year before, even with lesser boats. But it's a great time. There's also small fry and kids divisions. And if you really want your kid to win something, get into the tournament, put them out there on a rockfish, have them come in, weigh it in. They're usually probably going to win something.
I love it, man. It's so cool.
Well, hey, we have Marcos from Seaport Sport Fishing is standing by to give us a report.
All right, and today that report is sponsored in part by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit also is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your fishing trip? Over 40 snacks, all for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You also get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill at the best best car wash in town at only $6. Summit Gasoline, it's free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got them. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Excellent. Doing
loving the summertime weather. I'm sure it's good fishing over Seaport.
So just a quick, this is Marcos talking, not Seaport Sport Fishing. You know, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I love going over to Summit Gasoline. Leaving work, going over there, getting gas before heading home. It's so nice. Take the cash down there.
Get it's really good people.
I'm going to endorse them.
Good call, Marcos.
I hope they're listening, you know, so But we've had some good fishing here. Like I said, this has been probably one of the most consistent fishing we've had in a winter since I've been working here. And I've been working here since 97, 98. Geez.
Long
time. Myself there a bit. Yeah, we've been fishing straight through. I don't think we ever really stopped barring. You know, we had a little bit of weather with that rain there where we took a week off. But with that heat inland, people coming down going fishing, it slowed down a little bit. We're not seeing all that bonito we saw there, but it's still been great fishing with the little bit of bonito, some bass, bottom fishing there, the whitefish, the stuff we can catch. And, you know, you want to escape that 80, 90-degree weather in February? Go on the boat and go fishing, you
totally.
Know, like we talked about before. It's better than the 20-degree, snowed-in, can't-do-anything weather. That's all the rest of the country is saying.
Yeah.
So we'll take
no
it. And definitely check the schedule. Like the some changes this week here. The new Seaport is actually doing a boat. They have a boat or a bird festival that comes through every year, and they're taking bird fishing. The Sea Watch is selling on the half days there. But if you look at the schedule, the Sea Watch is going to be running local three-quarter days, the 7 to 4 trips, Tuesdays and Thursdays in March here. New Seaforth will be back to their half days, and I believe it's starting the 16th, they'll be back to their 2-a-days. So things changing here. And the big one, next Saturday, a week from today, the San Diego is back on their Coronado Island trips. They're going to be back online running there, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for that. So lots of options.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're going through February, just coming into March, we're already going to be going, you know, ramping up to full speed with the half days, the 7-to-4 3-quarter days, those Coronado Islands trips. We still have those day and a half on some of the weekends there when available. I think the Pacific Voyager has a 2-day trip coming up in the middle of March. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all of those guys. You can make your reservation online. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383. Like we say every year, if you put your gear away, you know, kind of hung it up for the winter, now's the time to start getting ready. Don't wait till fishing's full speed and there's a wait list there. So get your gear out, get on the boat, and go fishing.
Marcos, the boys going to have a presence at the upcoming PCS show next week?
We will. I believe we're doing those and the local ones there. So Kirk will be up there. I'm sure some of the captains will be up there. Definitely stop by, say hi. Go do those Friends of Rollo raffles there. I know we donated a bunch of half days there. I think Boog did a couple of full days for the Friends of Rollo guys. Or, I'm sorry, it's not Friends of Rollo anymore. It's Rollo's Kids at Sea. Is that
either one. As long as you donate. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea or Friends of Rollo.
Yeah. As long as you're ponying up, you can call it anything you want.
Yeah, there you go. You not only get a trip on the Seaforth, you get my autograph. How's that?
Oh, even better, man, even better. Well, great job, Marcos. Great to have you back. It's happening at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks very much.
Also, I was going to say, I know I think a big congrats goes out to Max on that Pacific Voyager they were talking about. I know they have a bluefin on board, and I believe it's the first of like a short range trip of the season right now. So
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, obviously our long range fleet has had incredible bluefin fishing. So it blurs the line when it used to be, you know, the first tuna of the year. Well, the long range guys caught them on, you know, December 31st and then again on January 1st. So how do you say when the first one is? But I know the Pacific Voyager, I believe, is on a 2-day right now and has a nice bluefin on board. So, and I believe that's the first of the, you know, kind of local short range trip. So
sweet.
Yeah, it's just awesome. You look outside this weather, it's summer. I mean, it's
Flat calm out.
Yeah, go out to Lakeside. The boys were swimming in the pool all day yesterday. Yeah. I assure you, it is summertime out right now, and fishing is really starting to react that same way.
Take that fish over to Fisherman's Processing, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new easier online system to book your processing and your long range trips or your local trips. For more team members, Fisherman's Processing always stays far ahead of the rest. Same day capacity is way beyond everybody else, and the best in customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Don't forget to make your reservations. The phones are packed. Let's jump into it while we can.
John in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. Question for Doug. With this great weather we've been having this past week, what's your yellowtail tree saying?
Yeah. Don't think I haven't been looking. Nothing yet, but I've seen it pop in late February before. And we live and die by the weather, and I've been looking forward here because of the show and you know, just general curiosity. And it just looks like the next 10 days, high pressure, 70 plus degrees, sunny, it's not every year, but, you know, I would say a high percentage of years between, you know, the first show and the second show, that week kind of the 15th, you know, is a lot of times when the first yellowtail are starting to be caught. I know that there was a private boater that had 4 yellowtail about 4 or 5 days ago at the Coronados. And also down the coast, we have coastal yellowtail, you know, down at San Quintin and that direction. So, you know, we would love to see those yellowtail on the coast rather than, you know, off, you know, under paddies and outside where they're harder to come by this time of year. So, nothing yet, but believe me, I'll report, as it starts to bloom.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to Alex, and Alex is calling from San Carlos this morning. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Alex. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just calling. I was trying to see. I'm still looking for this Shimano Talica A in the 8 and 10 size. You know if they're going to be bringing that out this year? Are you guys able to let the cat out of the bag at all?
I mean, there's no cat really to be let out of the bag. I mean, it's only a matter of time before that's going to happen. And a lot of times they'll introduce new products like that at the ICAST show. You know, they've got some of the technology, but they've got to get all their tooling and machining, and then they've got to do a lot of field testing to make sure that they bring you a product that's not going to fail. So, you know, there's nothing yet official or even, in my mind, unofficial. It's been talked about, oh, yeah, it's going to be coming out at some point. But
well, here's one good thing is you can go to the PCS show, go right up to the president, the new president of Shimano,
yeah.
Jason,
yeah.
And also the outgoing president, Dave Pfeiffer. They'll both be there along with Cade, who was on the show last
yep.
week, is one of the marketing directors at Shimano, and,
you know,
and all the chiefs are going to be at the PCS show at
yes.
Shimano. And I just go up and flat ask them, go, what do you think?
I would think that they'll dodge it the same way they classically dodge everyone. But
yeah.
if you look at the pattern, the 12 and 16 got released at ICAST. The following year, the 20 and the 25 got
right.
released at ICAST. The following year to that, the 50 and the new 40 got released at ICAST. There's nothing left but those ones,
yeah.
I would say.
Well,
one could probably see a pattern develop.
Do you think that they're really going to bring out the 8 and the A size?
I do.
Why wouldn't
okay.
they?
Yeah, because it's the same size. It's just a matter of a narrow spool.
They
you could say the same thing about all
yeah.
those reels.
They
were all
some
killer.
Upgraded
and yet,
technologies,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, and configurations.
Yeah, well, I would thought for sure the 10, because the 10 is like one of the most popular.
But the
10
and the
8
is the exact same reel.
Mm-hmm.
So if they
just
make a
narrower.
Part, an internal part for a 10,
gotcha.
They
it's also the
it
same.
Frame.
The only thing different is the frame and the spool.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I had a fun text come through saying, hey, guys, what a great show already. Looking for your recommendation on a rod and reel combo for casting to larger bluefin from a sport boat. I'm trying to find the perfect balance of rod tip to cast ounce and a half in smaller lures, but the strength in two-speed reel to land a 100-plus-pound tuna. Do I just need to build the confidence to go straight braid on a conventional reel, or is it time for spinning? That's from Tim and Tarzana.
Yep. I mean, there's obviously various rods and reels that would do the job. But if you're talking about, you know, up to 100 pounds and you're talking surface daytime bluefin, I think something like an 875H might be a good choice. You know, that it gives you a little extra length to be able to do the casting, but it's got a lot of backbone for fighting the fish. And even an XH. You know, to cast the surface type, dart style jigs, you know, a current sniper, that type of thing, you probably want to go, ideally, if you could cast a Tranx 500, that's going to be the best reel to get yourself attached. But once you're attached, you know, you'd probably rather have a Talica 12. And I would say going straight braid, you can put a piece of fluorocarbon on there. You know, probably like 80 max quattro. You don't need the multicolored line for that daytime fishing, casting jigs on the surface, or even, you know, dropping jigs down into that 1 to 200 foot range. You know, that multicolor is more of a nighttime thing. But, you know, any 7 to 8 foot rod that has enough backbone, you know, traditional, if you use the ratings, something that would fish 50 or 60, but really you're going to do 65, 80. You know, for the Spectra, and, you know, then just put a good leader on there of, you know, maybe 100 or, you know, even 130-pound fluorocarbon, just so that, you know, the abrasion doesn't cut you off during the fight.
I'll throw one more real quick piece at it. One of our favorite casting rods for tuna is a 6480. That's a model that CalStar makes. It's a GG version. And along that thing that Doug was talking about, fun show stuff, we went to the drawing board to CalStar to develop a kind of what you're asking for, a long rod for casting lures in a custom configuration. So CalStar basically made for us at the show a Fisherman's Landing Tackle version. My favorite of those casting rods is that 6480, but they made us a 6480 in an 8.5 foot version as opposed to a standard 8, and it's going to come with a different handle configuration on it, kind of with a Tranx, like you were talking about, you know, in mind, a real seat, a different grip, a different hand, like a a very cool custom-y version of what was our favorite. I would take a pretty serious look at that
thing.
And that's
going to be wrapped in the Fisherman's Landing blue CalStar colors.
So sweet!
Yeah, it'll be a pretty slick
one. Be a cool rod.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, and a whole lot more great info with Doug. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder, and trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit Point Loma SportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook snapper, salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. It has been an incredibly busy show already, but if you want to get a shot to get through, we want to hear from you. Hey, give us a call at 833-288-0973 or keep those texts rolling on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, giving away that beautiful CalStar rod, the first of its kind that'll be at the PCS show in the CalStar booth and be able to get it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Let's talk about great fishing. It's always biting at Point Loma Seafoods right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
You don't need to tell us.
Boy, I'll tell you, I went down there last week. Valerie was over for dinner last week, and we went down and had some of that Gulf grouper that they have in the case.
Wow.
Oh, man! That was just sensational.
Yeah.
And they have – that's the thing about Point Loma Seafood. They have the full array of the freshest thing in town that's available. And – that's if you want to take it home, but if you want to have lunch or dinner there, right? You
guys, it's so easy to say, but we all have traveled around to different parts of the country. I always go into the fish markets, and I don't know how they do it, but their fish definitely looks fresher and more pristine than anything you're going to see, and I don't know how they do it. It's absolutely
because they buy it every day.
The most beautiful product. Yeah.
No, they just know what they're doing. The Christensen family has just been doing it for so many years.
Yep.
They just know how to do it, and the best sushi around too. If you want to get great sushi, they have great.
They do.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Kind of a fairly newer ad.
No, they've had
in
it
in the last decade. No, but it wasn't something they had back in the day.
Yeah, but they have a great sushi chef there,
yes.
And of course, lunch, dinner, Point Loma Seafoods. freshest thing in town right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And phones are packed up, Rick. Let's jump into it.
Next up, we got John. He's called us from Escondido this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Always a great show. So two questions. What reel would you put on that new CalStar rod? And then everybody knows that I love, and you guys are my favorite place to shop, so I get gift cards for Christmas.
Oh,
nice. My gift card's going to be good at the PCS show, or did I save them for a day at the docks?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have the way to bring a gift card machine and have it operate properly at the show. So, you know, you'll be down to the shop, and so just make use of those at, like you say, day at the docks, or just, you know, when you come down for a trip, that kind of thing. As far as the reel that goes on that rod, it'll do multiple things. I mean, even surface iron fishing for yellowtail, throwing, you know, current snipers for tuna.
Let me just kick in real quick. John, was your question about the new rod as the giveaway or the new rod, the yes. hybrid rail rod, or the new rod that we were just talking about, the bluefin casting, yellowtail casting?
No, the one that is from the Royal Star.
The 84H. Okay.
Rail
got
slash
it.
Jigging rod.
Roger, yep. Roger.
So, I mean, that's going to be very similar to a rail rod. You know, you could put your Talica 20 on there. Some 100-pound multicolored Spectra, you know, your heavy 200-pound leader, and drop your tungsten, your knife jig, that type of thing. That, you know, anything in that range, even a Talica 25, you know, that's going to be pretty similar to your traditional rail rod type of fishing.
Cool. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Some great texts, some great calls coming in, and Kyle's been standing by as a fan there. I have a great text here from Aaron in Santa Barbara. It's an interesting question. He says, when do the Fisherman's Landing rod wrappers begin wrapping for the show? Seems like they have a lot of work to do.
Yep. We have three absolutely brilliant rod builders, and we don't call them rod wrappers. A rod wrapper is a guy that can put thread on a blank. A rod builder is somebody that does...
He's an artist.
Well, they spline the blank properly so that you're getting the most pull and that the rod doesn't twist in your hand when you're fighting a fish. They put the reel seat in the right place. They space the guides properly to stress the blank properly. But those rod builders are building rods for us year-round. And Rick spearheads the designing of all of those custom rods. He does a fantastic job. And to be honest, we've been doing this since 1981, and so we've developed you know, rods and techniques, and even the hardest part about a custom rod is, you know, we'll design a custom rod for a guy, and it's pretty easy. You know, here's where we're going to put the reel seat, here's how long your foregrip's going to be, and then you ask them, you know, okay, what colors do we want, and then there's this dumbfounded look on their face, and that's the thing that's the hardest to pick out, because to pick the proper colors out, it does require a little bit of artistic ability. So we've even developed ways, you know, like we don't usually put the lighter color on top and the darker colors on the bottom. It looks unfinished. So, you know, we've just kind of evolved over, you know, 45 years, let's say, so that we can build you a beautiful rod, but also extremely functional for your particular situation.
So the rods that you're going to have, the custom CalStar rods, those are all wrapped by CalStar.
Those are wrapped by CalStar. Yeah. And so, you know, we designed a lot of those rods to our, you know, taste and specifications. But, you know, our in-store rod builders, we build typically one of a kind, or we'll build a little set, you know. And then we also, boats that are outfitting from square one, we'll build, you know, 30 rod sets. And again, specified for their needs. Maybe their storage locker is only 7 feet, so we've got to make them, you know, 6 feet or five, yeah, 6 feet 11 to fit in their lockers. Or, you know, some guys came from the sport boat world and have their yacht, and so maybe they want a couple of long rods. You know, I mean, they are truly custom. They're not just, we're going to buy some rods to fish with. They're designed for your purpose.
Cool.
We had a fun project a while ago. Steve Lasley needed a rod that could cast a lure and catch a wahoo, but it had to travel in a certain spot of a plane, and it needed to be a one-piece rod to work the way he wanted, but it had to be two-piece to fit. So we, you know, we took a project on and turned a one-piece rod that he needed and made it into a two-piece rod so it fit in the travel section and still cast a lure, still catch a wahoo, like stuff like that. Like, there's been some really fun projects over the years to make some truly custom rods.
That's cool. Well, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, Doug and gang. I'm getting really excited about the show. My first three-day trip is going to be on the 13th of March. I'm really excited after hearing that Max just drew first blood catching a bluefin tuna on the Pacific Voyager. It's great to hear about the new rods, the new reels and jigs, but I'm really interested in hearing about line. Doug, are there any new braid or fluorocarbon offerings, and will there be a deal at the PCS show? That's from DJ in San Diego.
Pretty much the fluorocarbon, we have stuck with the winners. We have had no problems over the years with Seaguar, and, you know, we carry Yozuri as well. We also carry the AFTCO Psycho. They will actually be selling their product in their booth this year and donating the money to the CCA, but I do recommend that line as well. As far as the braided lines, the problem now is there's a million braided lines, and you've got to make sure that you stick with the good ones. So I would just say Iser, Yozuri, the Prospec, Power
so,
Pro.
So, yeah, we've run out of time in this hour. Of course, we were going to have a full hour for you. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have a full hour for you on the YouTube, Facebook, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back on the fan tomorrow. Thanks to Kyle. We'll see you on the other side here on YouTube, Facebook Live.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center at Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com, or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing: meet a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations, for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer, or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say, if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.